You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Bum, 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 bum. Listener Rich, I did get your email about Nancy Faust. I did forward it over to Callahan. We'll see if we can get one of those YouTube links to play. Of course, she's the organist for the Chicago Cubs for years, and we're trying to track her down. She's retired up in Sun City, and we'll see if we can get her down to play in the Acres. So I have a couple people working on trying to get her one of those Pope Mobiles with the bulletproof glass so she can drive down into the Acres without getting harmed. So it happens. You know, this is part of the whole shebangabang. 790-2040 is the phone number. WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com to get into the show. Remember, we are 2 weeks today from Ed Alexander's retirement party. Wendy from Chef Chic is doing the food. Element 119, I was just talking to Pat yesterday. They're going to do a heck of a thing of live music for us for a couple hours. Stardance is one of the most fabulous places you can do an event. And I know I've heard this from a couple of you. It's so far. I don't care. Don't come. It's okay. We originally did it in because Marana is a town that gets it. We love Kelly Abbott. She's been a friend of show and Ed for years, right? Wendy is a friend of ours for years. So we're doing it at Stardance. Please join us. It's going to be a hell of a party. Starts at 5:30, ends at 3:17 in the morning the next day. That's how of a rager this is going to be. So call up Wendy, 406-2757, or go to azchefchic.square.site. Let's, Matthew Neely, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Looking uber sexy in his Grant and Alvernon shirt today.
Well, there you go.
Really showing off the guns, which I love.
Okay.
So the 21-inch pythons, as Hulk Hogan used to call it in the old days.
Thank you.
Is it 21-inch?
24.
24. That's 2 feet around. That's unbelievable.
It is. That's what happens when you eat your vitamins and say your prayers, man.
And steroids. You got to get Sean Mooney in here. Didn't he cover these guys?
He did cover these guys.
We got to get him in there one of these days.
So if we did that, would be off the rails radio.
Can I just tell you, the first time I met Sean Mooney when I was working for the Roadrunners, I went over there and I met him. And it was just inner Tom, who was a big wrestling fan when he was a kid, was just like, oh my God, it's Sean Mooney. Oh my God, it's Sean Mooney. Don't do anything stupid to Sean Mooney. And Sean's just hanging out being Sean Mooney. He doesn't care. But internally, I was just super excited to meet Sean Mooney.
First time I met Sean Mooney, I looked at him right in the eye and I said, I know Gene Okerlund and you're no damn Gene Okerlund. That's what I told him. And you're no Lord Alfred Hayes either. So we could do a whole... So let me do some more geeking out on WWF, and they'll make the Tucson connection.
Okay.
Ed Alexander takes me on a tour of Jim Brady Studios. Okay. Totally in the hood. It's the official. It's like so deep into the Acres, it has, you know, crack dust all over it. That's how deep in the Acres it is. Okay. And it's a beautiful studio, and he's recorded some of the greats in that studio. Okay. So all of a sudden, he has pictures of people who record in the studio. And I'm like looking at a picture of like Iron Sheik, Ted DiBiase. I'm like, well, what's going on here? And he goes, the way it worked out is that they were recording. When they were recording these albums, they did music albums, right? So there was the Land of a Thousand Dances that they all did together. You know, there was that Rick Derringer song, Real American for Hulk Hogan, all of these things. Anyway, so a bunch of these wrestlers, when they were on a kind of a layover after a Tucson event, would have to come the next day and record their bits at Jim Brady Studios in Tucson.
Pretty sweet.
So the WWF album is, a lot of that is recorded at Jim Brady Studios inside Plissken Acres. So
pretty amazing.
You can't beat that. So I like Tom and I have said, we could go off and do a whole hour at least on bad 80s wrestling. Maybe we'll do it before it's all over, Tom. What the hell? Let's just do it. Here it is, WWF Wrestlers, the Land of a Thousand Dancers. Oh, yeah, Roddy Piper. Look at him. Yeah. Meatloaf playing the drums.
Meatloaf.
Jimmy Hart. I do love when the Magnificent Morocco said, do the phony Maroney or something like that. I forget what he said. Is Eastside Tom number? Let's go. Is it Eastside Tom? Eastside
yes,
Tom
is.
Number. Let's go. Is it Eastside Tom? Eastside
yes,
Tom.
Is.
The first of all, the creator of the Acres and now Ding. The winner of the Porch Pirates naming contest.
Yes, and I've been working, I've been talking with General Manager Callahan quite a bit.
Wow.
We're in cahoots.
About, the public image of this team, and we've come up with a few things. One of them is, well, first off, I was so excited when Porch Pirates got picked as the name. So I went ahead and I ordered a whole bunch of promotional giveaway stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
boy.
I ordered jerseys, bobbleheads, logo pucks to give away to the kids, little miniature hockey sticks that they can beat each other with in the stands.
Hold on.
I want to take this opportunity as general manager, head coach, broadcaster, and starting goaltender of the Porch Pirates to say that Eastside Tom is now our director of game operations, presentation, and marketing.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Now, hold on. You have just opened up a whole new can of whoop-ass here, okay? 790-2040. Tom, if you think of one right off the bat, or Matt, or Tom, this is two Toms. Holy cow! Now it's like a wormhole rip. Now, what would be giveaways for Porch Pirate games that would be unique to the Acres? Right,
somebody else's stuff.
Somebody else's stuff. That's good. So somebody else's bicycle, would that be?
There you go.
No, that's too big. Let's
team logo cardboard boxes.
Right. Doorbell cameras is great. Actually, hold on. That's
good.
Doorbell cameras is great. Right.
The VIP seats can be like the mezzanine at the Loft Theater, you know. They can be all couches and things.
You know how sometimes you can get... Now,
couches.
I remember a friend of mine last year, Matt knows her well, during the last summer, gave us, remember when everyone was looking for hand sanitizer, right?
Right.
And this person does a lot of marketing stuff, so they were sitting on a case of these little promotional hand sanitizers, and when she was handing it out, it was like gold, right?
It's a very popular item.
Right? So I'm thinking about, can we do little travel-size versions of that Narcan stuff? Right,
you
that you use
perfect.
When someone over what, that's a meth OD. You use the Narcan,
opiate OD.
Opiate. Okay, so we're gonna do travel size Narcans.
Excellent.
I got one.
Yes, sir.
Spray paint cans.
travel size.
Travel size.
Spray paint cans.
So instead of like hockey stick night or promotional, you could have like spray paint night.
How about shiv night?
There you go.
So, I got it better. We'll do the prison one, right? So you know how the prisoners, supposedly, they do this in the movies, where they sharpen up the edge of their toothbrush so they can stab somebody? Can we do that? Can we do a combo shiv toothbrush night?
I don't know why we don't give away mini hockey sticks that are already sharpened.
They're already sharpened. Yeah, good. I'm with you.
I don't think that the toothbrush thing will fly, because one of the slogans that Tom and I worked out for the team is...
He's dragging Tom into this.
Come to the Acres, see the Pirates. It's the only place in town where the team has more teeth than the fans.
Oh, my Lord. Eastside Tom's on fire today. All right, Tom, you got me started off on a whole other thing. Love it. So
okay. Well, I ordered all this stuff, and then I put it on overnight delivery because I was excited. So I get, like, yesterday at 3:15, I get the thing on my phone from Amazon. We've dropped off your packages. So I gather up the dog and stuff. We were out in the yard playing, and we run to the front of the house, and they were gone.
See? This is what happens.
This is what happens.
Week for the city of Tucson, which is, I mean, it's very funny. This week is Economic Development Week for the city of Tucson, which is, I mean, it's very funny. This week is Economic Development Week for the city of Tucson, which is the funniest crap I've read in a while. They should put one of those Amazon distribution centers inside the Acres, because then you could at least go pick up your own
save
package.
Because it would save the carbon footprint of the trucks driving around delivering it. Well, so you right, take out the middleman. Right.
His declaration or his celebration letter on.
If anyone's got a...
His declaration or... celebration letter on.
If anyone's got a like a sheet of really dirty hemp, that might not be bad. So let's figure this out before it's all over.
Plus, copper letters get stolen. They sell it for scrap for meth.
All right, Eastside Tom, you got me started. Have a good day, buddy.
All right, take care.
Porch pirate swag that we're going porch pirate swag. That we're going to give out on giveaway nights for our hockey team. So we already have doorbell cams, travel size Narcan, travel size spray paints, combo toothbrush shivs, and now hoodie night. So it's extra large hood, so you can't be seen on security cameras. It's not the little short one. It's got to be one that really covers. So let's go to break. Neely, DeSimone, Callahan spinning the tunes. The wheels are officially off. So
completely.
Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Just thinking about the Acres when I hear this song. Just thinking about the Acres.
That ain't Duke of Earl, is it?
No. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson Show, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. Eastside Tom got us off on a rant, about the Pliskin Acres hockey team. It's called the Porch Pirates. They're an up-and-coming team in the NHL coming up next year. And Tom, of course, is a big part of the team. And then we have... Eastside Tom brought. Remember, Eastside Tom created the Acres and now created he named the Porch Pirate name, which is great. So we're getting your phone calls about the hockey team. We want to know what's some good Porch Pirate swag that you can give out. We have travel size Narcan, doorbell cams, and spray paint. So let's go to Roberta on line 3. Roberta, you're on with Matt Neely and Chris. What's up?
Well, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So my call is actually about the mascot.
Okay.
I wasn't certain if we had actually settled the issue of the mascot.
I don't know. I don't think we have, so I'm glad you're bringing it back up on the agenda.
Okay, I need everyone to picture. I think it's Stanford. Even though they're called the Cardinal, they have a tree on their flag.
You're correct.
They have a tree, right?
And they have a mascot that walks around like a tree.
Like a tree.
Yes.
Got it. So here we are, Pliskin Acres, the any median that has the mesquite tree growing up in the median, and it gets to be about 6-7 feet tall and captures the white plastic bag in it. So there's your weed, right? And that is a weed. So it's the weed and the tree, and then, of course, at the bottom of the tree is some more shorter weeds and the fast food wrappers and the beer cans.
You know, it's so funny you say that about... So when I was leaving the show yesterday on the southwest corner of Palo Verde and Ajo, I noticed a guy out of his car taking lots of pictures, and it's an empty lot next to the old Copenhagen outlet that's down here, right? And I think what he was saying, I've been past that corner a zillion times. I'm like, what's going on? And what happened was 80% of the vegetation had at least one or two plastic bags that were stuck in it. It looked like a forest of plastic bags. And it was like, right. I'm like, that's Tucson. So you are so right. The weed that became a tree. That has plastic bags and food wrappers stuck in it. Is right. The official mascot of...
Well, that's one idea for the image, and I'm sure we could get Kath, the pocket sketcher, to do a nice sketch of that.
That's true.
But if we didn't want to, if that was too busy, and you have to keep the word weed in mind...
Yeah, thank you.
Pliskin Acres,
thank you.
Okay, I'm thinking now of the Toronto Maple Leafs, how they just have that maple leaf.
Sure.
We have a marijuana leaf.
So we're just going to do the basically the cannabis... Leaf.
It could be
that could be our secondary logo,
right? But there's still the weed. See, it's the weed, and then the weed, and in terms of what to do the complimentary letters on instead of copper that your last caller just talked about.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you flatten a beer can, you flatten out the beer can, and get it nice and flat, and that's what you use.
Wow. It's kind of like when that machine that you put the penny in and it flattens it out. We flat enough that we can put Ed's proclamation on a flattened beer can.
Right. You might have to run it through a couple times to get it flat enough, but just beer can.
I love it.
Maybe instead of a marijuana leaf, a poppy leaf.
Well, it could be a poppy leaf, but you know, marijuana is so prevalent
now.
It's
true.
So, yeah. All right. So right now, you know something? You've hit it. Because there's enough of these marijuana places that are putting the cannabis leaf out there. We want unique. So right now, the weed tree that has plastic bags stuck in it, that's I'm there.
And you get the picture that Higgins did in front of, across the street from the old El Parador.
Correct.
Of the,
right in front of Rocco's, almost.
Of the huge, of the 7 foot tall weed. And get that picture is kind of like the archetype, the model for it.
One of our founding fathers, Joe Higgin, with an 8 foot weed. All right, Roberta, you're on to something. I like it.
All right, gentlemen, take care.
You too. Great idea. John, hold on. We'll get to you. 79 and Andrew, hold on. 790-2040 is the phone number. Look, this is what the people are excited about. Porch pirate hockey. That's the beautiful. Hey, can you start a blog for us too, Tom, about porch pirate hockey?
Yeah, but we have to put it on like MySpace. Maybe GeoCities.
Check us out on MySpace.
GeoCities is even deeper. That's even better.
Please.
All right, Tom's the new administrator also of our MySpace page.
I'm really sorry I wore this shirt today, or maybe I'm not. I don't know.
It's perfect, Matthew. He's wearing his muscle shirt that says Grant and Alvernon. Wake up. This is what they call Matt Neely when he's walking down Grant towards Grant. Walking attitude. Matthew Neely, Christy Simone, and you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Let's go right back to the phones. We're talking Pliskin Acres porch pirate hockey. Who knew?
Who knew?
Let's go to John on line four. John, good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking in
this is our public work director for Pliskin Acres.
Correct. And I was thinking, though, from the Department of Alliteration, so that logo and such like that should stick with something like the Pliskin Porch Pirates Pot Plants.
I think you're pushing too hard on this with this alliteration.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was thinking more of something that would be public service oriented, though, which was my original idea, and that is we get a deal with one of the tire repair places along in the Acres there. That have,
well, I'm one, sure our sponsor better, Jack. I'm sure our sponsor Jack Furrier has one in the Acres. So,
well, I'm trying to think if I know he does at least at Grant and Oracle there, but it doesn't really have a taco truck parked on the lot with it, although it's close to Taco Rustico, so that might qualify it. But because we all know that the best tire places have taco stands next to them.
Did you guys ever go to Pepe's Tire Shop when they had the food counter there?
I did not.
Oh my
no.
God. It was
oh gosh,
so good.
No.
You are right, John.
That's a combination that's hard to beat on that one.
Oh,
but anyway, I was thinking, as a promotional thing, though, they ought to be able to put together a package that would have souped-up tires to put on the shopping carts, because you know how the wear and tear of the streets and the Acres can be on those wheels of the shopping carts.
Well, so, how about turning the I'm kind of where you're at, so how about turning the shopping carts into hot rods? Right, kind
yeah,
of do a lift job on it and some big
some like flotation tires on it too, because you never know what might rain. Also,
well, if Bronson's in the Acres, she's going to need the flotation tires.
Something with a periscope, the Pliskin Porch Pirate periscopes too.
Oh,
there we go.
Now, before we let you go, John, we're going to build this arena at Decorator Square. We're going to blow up Decorator Square there on Grant and Country Club,
right,
to put the arena. How are we infrastructure wise? Is it going to be able to handle this?
We'll figure out a way around it.
Do we need to find some bullcrap federal funds to?
I think we can do a cohort with Pima County on that. I think Chuck's going to build the facility anyway, and maybe we can get some federal funding through his office.
Very cool. All right. Well, this is why you're a public works guy, John. This is why you're here.
Finds a way to get it done.
Find me a pocket, I'll pick it.
Thank you. See, now you finished with great alliteration there. So
there you go.
All right, John, have a good day.
Have a fun day.
Later, buddy.
Thanks, John.
790-2040 is the phone number. Matt Neely, Christy Simone. Let's go to Teacher Andrew. Welcome to Porch Pirate Hockey Talk.
Hello, my friend.
Hey.
You know the occasional door prize where you get like just a generic, gift inside. It wasn't to anybody in particular. Who knows what's in there? You open up, oh, surprise! Well, why not Amazon gift box surprise packages? Nobody knows what's in it except the poor bugger who bought and paid for it, whose porch it was stolen from.
Okay, so what we're saying, I want to get this straight. We got to get the logistics on this literally correct. Uh-huh. Okay, so what we're saying is we're going to do a we're going to have people rip off the porch. They got to do their porch pirate work, right? Then they give it to the team, and then when you come in, we're going to hand out one of those pirated boxes, and you don't know what could be in there.
Well, it'll be a gift box surprise.
Hell yeah.
You might even get your own back.
And encourage people to come to the game. You might get your stuff back.
You can get yours.
I like it. I like it, Andrew.
Yeah. See, that's the idea, right? That is marketing, Matt Neely, right? Say, you know, porch pirate hockey. We're playing against the Phoenix Coyotes, and it's, you know, me. And if you show up, you might get your stuff back.
You might get the air fryer you ordered 6 months ago. You might get it back.
I wasn't even thinking that. I like that.
Awesome. Andrew, good idea, buddy. I like it.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day, sir. 790-2040 is the phone number. Matthew, I want to ask you a question. It's like a deep psychological question.
Oh, boy. That's a shallow pool with me, but go ahead. Or maybe deep, depending on who you ask. Go ahead.
Why does the Acres connect with this idea of the Acres? Why does it connect with the listeners so much?
The rampant petty crime and major crime, but just... You know, it's out there for all to see. That's why, I think.
I mean, so the Acres really is a metaphor for the city of Tucson, right? In the end.
Much though the leaders would not want you to believe that because they got the bubble downtown, but yeah, you're right.
I mean, I think that's why it's our metaphor for the bad management of the city of Tucson overall.
And at some point, most people have to cross through it. Like if they're going from north to south or south to north, you got to, or east to west, you got to cross through it because it's in the middle.
So, this man knows his geography.
I'm a logical guy, you know.
You are. So think about this. If you take that river road, right, and it turns into Alvernon, the head this way, how many people, I always get all the time, they'll like say, dude, you don't think about it. You're on River Road, you're on Alvernon, you're getting to Fort Lowell. Hey, there's the JCC. Oh, there's a park. Oh, there's the Rideau River. And then you go another 3 minutes, you go, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I have people who send me pictures while they're parked at the red light at Alvernon and Grant. You're not going to believe what I just saw today at Alvernon and Grant.
Yeah. Guy waving a banana around and yelling, you know, so it, you know, you're
that's Kozachik.
Screaming at
it. You know. 79. That was Kozachik with the banana.
Thank you.
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Galen on line 3. Galen, you're on with Chris and Matt. Welcome to Porch Pirate Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for this. It's really fun. I have a suggestion for the mascot, and it maybe could tie into your previous caller. Every pirate needs a dead man's chest. And that's kind of alliterative, you know. It doesn't have to be a real chest, or maybe it is a real chest, but all those porch pirated boxes can go in the chest.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Can the chest be an old used Tupperware?
Anything, you know, it could even really be a dead man's chest if you want, you know, with the crime situation.
Well, no, we don't want to get that descriptive yet. So I like
this.
It's
gross.
It's dark.
I like the idea of the dead of the chest, right? But I also love the idea
but
that in the end,
it is a pirate theme, dead man's, yeah, right?
Right. Yeah. But I like Tom because there is a lot of used Tupperware and Rubbermaid being used in the area.
True, but the pirate, that's a little too frou-frou for a pirate. You could have a dumpster diver, though. You could have the dumpster diver be his, you know, because a diver kind of has a nautical theme, and, you know, the dumpster diver could really entertain people at the halftime.
Now, you see, this is where I'm at, Galen, okay? The in-between period, like, promotional contest, right, is the dumpster dive, right?
Yeah.
Where we put something of value in all the garbage. And then you got to go in there and go find it.
I like it.
That's
could happen.
Okay, I'm going to build on that, my hockey experience here. What you do is you put all the hockey gear into the dumpster, and two separate dumpsters. Two people have to dive in. The first one to come out dressed and try to shoot a puck into the flaming net or something like that wins. It's got to be more than just coming up with stuff out of the dumpster.
You've lost your way.
No.
I'm going to tell you why you've lost your way.
Too complex.
No. Why are they dressed in hockey stuff? That makes no sense for the Acres. I know it's a hockey. What, they got to come out dressed as something else.
Okay, that's we could thing. Just have them put together an outfit from what's in the dumpster.
Right.
There you go. Dumpster diving, and then, you know, for fun, for goals, they can throw dead flat cats. Roadkill flat cats, they're dead, throw them out on the ice. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that Galen has exposed himself as one of our more morbid listeners, which is awesome.
All right, thank you.
Galen, have an amazing day, sir. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Carl on line two. Carl, welcome to the Twilight Zone of hockey. It's called Porch Pirates. What's up?
Well, you know, there are going to be times when the Pirates are not actually going to be on the ice. I think you should get a female curling team and get the ladies of the evening to play.
So it's interesting. Who knew we were going to do prostitute talk today? do we really have a ladies of the evening problem in the Acres anymore? I don't really see it anymore. I think the internet's kind of taking care of that whole thing. It's not like, you know, the whole Miracle Mile thing in the old days. You'd walk by and there might be a few ladies walk. I don't think that exists anymore.
Not the thriving thing that it once was.
Yeah. So I know I do like curling when I want to fall asleep at night. The curling's not bad. So I thought we came up with a curling thing though. Didn't we come up with a curling thing last? Oh, you came up with Who came up with a promotional thing for the curling? We got to Carl. I'm okay with curling. Okay, yeah, we got to use the ice. But what is specific to the Acres that makes the curling different? That's what we got to figure out.
Trash can lids.
Trash can. See now we're getting there.
Yeah. Use a trash can lids for the stones.
Or pushing an entire mattress down the ice and see how
that would work too.
So let's work on this, Carl. Thank you for expanding the Porch Pirate universe, as we like to say. So have a good day. When we come back, Bill and Chris, hold on. We'll get to your calls. Nothing like Porch Pirate hockey to fire up the crew. So 790-2040 is the phone number. Now, Matt Neely, you need a some sort of position in this organization. So promotional director? You want something bigger?
Let's work on that one during the break.
Vice President of Player Personnel?
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
The VPPPP? PPP?
Personal Protective.
Said PP. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. All right, 7:51 in the morning. Yes, are we going to do an entire hour of Wake Up Tucson dedicated to Porch Pirate hockey? The answers are hell yes. So thank God. Malta Joe Pastitzi, one of our favorite food trucks in town, he used to do sound engineering and recording in the New York City area, and he said that Malta Joe produced the WWF 976 hotline in the 80s. For the WWF.
Wow.
So if you remember, you did the 976 numbers. Some of them were worse than others. And you would pay, I don't know, 28 cents or 50 cents a minute to hear Randy Macho Man going, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So thank you, Malta Joe, for participating. Let's go back to the phones. Matt Neely, Christy Simone. Let's go to Chris on line four. Chris, you're on Porch Pirate Hockey Talk.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, guys. Interesting subject.
It's interesting.
Yeah, now in the NHL, I do believe you have a primary logo, and then you also have a secondary logo. For instance, the Florida Panthers have the panther, and then they have crisscrossed palm trees, and that is adorned on other areas of the hockey.
Sounds like an In-N-Out burger to me with crisscrossed palm trees, but
yeah, it's very similar. So I was thinking something in maybe a burning dumpster or an overstuffed shopping cart on it. I don't know if that has legs or not.
I think the shopping cart is so iconic right now in the Acres, right? So,
overstuffed, though.
There's no empty.
Maybe what thing a hockey stick sticking, you know.
Well, that could be part of it.
All the junk. Maybe broken in half, even.
Tom?
I'm having a vision.
Oh, no. Again?
Yes.
And then, also, isn't there there's an intermission between the second and third period, correct?
Always.
Yes.
Then I think that would be the appropriate time to light up a Zamboni dumpster and just whiz it around on the ice. And then I would also like to see an outreach program from the Roadrunners to the Pirates. And that's my close.
All right. So you're saying a dumpster fire. We could incorporate a dumpster fire into the in-game proceedings.
Well, yeah. I got to talk to our fire marshal about that. But, Chris, thanks for the suggestions. I appreciate it. Tom, what were you going to say about your second vision?
Okay, so I'm having a vision here based off of what Chris was saying. All right, let's go loaded shopping cart piled high with junk with a pirate standing one leg up, captain style, with under his arm a box stolen from a porch.
Ah!
And this is like the shopping cart is sailing off into the empty parking lot.
He's striking the Captain Morgan rum pirate pose.
Yes.
On top of the stuffed
shopping cart.
And he's got the Amazon box underneath his arm.
Correct.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah, and if you want, you can have him sailing on a sea of plastic bags.
One of your better visions. Some of the other ones are more disturbing, but that one was good. Love it. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Wild Bill on line 3. Wild Bill!
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
You guys are missing the tie-in to Snake Plissken. There's just a ton of memes out there about
Snake Plissken. Thank you, sir.
And I've social distancing since 97.
Thank you, me too.
And, I mean, there really is. I mean, you got a great segue into him, and everybody knows who he is. So, I mean, plus there's the endorsement and the sponsorship possibilities, you know.
Oh, we got a lot of those, man. Between the methadone clinics and other things like that, we're going to kill it.
That's right. That's right. You can have John Houseman kind of come on like the old Smith Barney ad.
Oh, God.
They make their money the old-fashioned way. They steal it.
I thought you were going to say that. The methadone clinics was going to have John.
You remember
Houseman.
That?
I do. I do remember those commercials. Absolutely.
Smith Barney, methadone.
All right. Wild Bill, I got to get the two more calls before I run out of time. Thanks all for right. The call, man. Have a good day. 790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go up to the snowy mountains of Flagstaff, Arizona. Umpire John, what's up?
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Okay, real quick, it's either preseason promotional or fundraiser. Where you remember you mentioned that 3-on-3 video game for hockey?
Absolutely, that was the Activision one.
Yep. So you got on one team, you got say, Vice Mayor Lee and Mayor of Vice Cunningham and other players. So you play another celebrity in the 3-on-3, and Tom announces it.
No. You're in the right neighborhood. But let me refine this. What you do is you have your favorite politician just playing goalie, and you get the pay. And for your favorite your favorite charity, right? You give us $100. You get 5 shots at your. We could put Kozachik in as a goalie, and you can take 5 shots at him.
Okay, that's not a bad plan. I just was starting off. You know, it just was one of those. I'm up here in the cold, shivering. The Saint Bernard brought me the brandy, and so I was drinking it this morning and trying to think of an idea.
No, it was a great idea. You just need to drink more brandy. So,
you guys take care.
You too. Let's go. 790-2040 is the phone number. We will continue porch pirate talk as long as we can do. I'm fine with that. Let's go to Vince on line 4. Vince, you're on with Matt and Chris. What's up?
Hey, good morning. I'm thinking of a Pliskin-Aiken home improvement giveaway, and that would be different size blue tarps depending on the size of your homeless camp.
Now it's funny. Tarp comes in various colors, right? Right.
Well, doesn't Pliskin Acres have an HOA type ruling that you have to be blue tarp?
That's what I'm getting to.
I think
you
got
right?
something there.
I've bought tarp at Home Depot that's brown, right? I've bought some dark green kind of tarp. But you are right. For some reason, blue, that is the official colors
the of the choice.
Why blue? That's what I got to figure it out before it's all over. That's a great idea, Vince. The blue tarp giveaway. I'm there.
Yep.
You've had
different sizes for, but it has to be different sizes for the size of your, you know, the size of your camp.
As Tom Cruise said in Jerry Maguire events, you had me at hello. Blue tarp giveaway. Okay. I'm there. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good day.
You have a great day.
Bye. All right, that ends another hour of award-winning radio. Al, hold on. Anyone else? Well, not really award-winning radio. 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. One of my favorite XM shows for soccer, it's called Grumpy Pundits, which I love that name. I wish I stole that name years ago for this show. But their Friday show, they always call it the Dumpster Fire Friday. We're doing Dumpster Fire Radio right now. Matt's never going to come back, I bet, after this. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.